Samuel Raimi takes the stage tonight for the final performance of an emotionally dissonant double bill at the Washington National Opera. First comes Bartok's bloody Duke Bluebeard's Castle. Then Puccini's satirical Johnny Schicchi. Talk about range. It's like an actor doing Macbeth and The Odd Couple after an intermission. Villain and comedian in the breadth of a single evening.
La pezzo lì na fra cappellina e mezzolina.
Samuel Raimi grew up in Colby, Kansas, listening to Elvis Presley and Pat Boone. But in the course of a career that now spans three decades, Mr. Raimi has performed with all of the world's great opera companies and become perhaps the most recorded bass in history. His particular forte is playing the devil in all of his guises. The devil's guises, not yours, Mr. Raimi. Samuel Raimi, who doesn't look at all like the devil, joins us in our studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
We mentioned you grew up listening to Pat Boone.
Right. He was my idol. I even bought a pair of white buck shoes. You know?
Did you write love letters in the sand? Kind of the other one I remember.
On occasion, I guess, yeah.
And when did you first hear opera?
Actually, I first heard opera when my last year in high school. I decided I would go to college and study music with the idea of becoming probably a music teacher. Mm-hmm. And my first voice teacher in college decided I should work on this aria from The Marriage of Figaro, Non più andrai. And he suggested that I maybe find a recording of it to listen to. So I went out to a record store and I found an old LP of Ezio Pinza singing various operatic arias. I don't know, it just sort of struck something inside me.
Well, you know, I think through the magic of superior production preparation, I think we have a clip from the first opera that you ever heard. This is Ezio Pinza singing in The Marriage of Figaro.
Oh.
Can we hear a little?
Awesome.
Non più avrai questi bei pennacchini, quel cappello leggero galante, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante, quel vermiglio donnesco color, quel vermiglio donnesco color. Non più avrai quei pennacchini, quel cappello, quella chioma, quell'aria brillante.
What did that set off in you, do you think, looking back on it, or to hear it again?
Well, it's great to hear it again. I haven't listened to it for a long time, but, you know, I was struck by his voice, and I got very interested in it and started listening more to opera. And then one summer I was told about the Central City Opera in Colorado. So I went out to my local radio station and made a tape and sent it off, and lo and behold, they took me. And so I went out to Central City that summer to be in these two operas, Don Giovanni and Il Trovatore, never having seen an opera in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
First time I saw an opera, I was actually in one.
We have another bit of music we want to listen to. Your voice, one that you still sing, Dr. Miracle in Tales of Hoffman.
Oh, yeah.
This is from a recording in 2000. How many times have you sung Dr. Miracle?
The first time I did it was in at Wichita State University with an opera workshop program. then I went on to sing, you know, all four of the villains in Hoffman, and I don't know, I've done it all over the world, so probably 150 times, maybe. Mm. I don't, just guessing.
I want to ask you about this, where you're playing the Duke Bluebeard and mm-hmm. then the comic rogue and fixer, Johnny Skeeky. What do you do between acts to make the transition from devil to clown?
Well, I just open my score of Johnny Skeeky and start going through it and thinking about it. You know, it's not so hard, it's not so difficult to go from the serious to the light, you know. Mm. I think it would be much more difficult to go from Johnny Skeeky and then have to do Bluebeard after that. Mm-hmm. You know, I loved doing Bluebeard. It was an opera that I came in contact with when I was in college. I went to a record store one day and was just going through the bins and came across, I didn't even know of the piece, mm-hmm. and came across this old recording of it with Jerome Hines and Rosalind Elias with the New York Philharmonic. And so I bought it. I bought it primarily. I saw Jerome Hines' name because I was a big fan of his as well, and started listening to it and just thought, what fantastic piece this was. And mm-hmm. and I sent off for a score, and it's the same score I use today. And this is more than 40 years ago that I bought that score. Lotti fox, dasho sacerdas, o cormit lots, sho sacerdas. What else do you see yourself taking on at this stage in your career? Well, I see, you know, some parts like Skeeky, because, you know, I'm 64 years old now, and I've been singing for almost 40 years, and so, you know, one's voice changes as one gets older, and opera fans and critics are more than happy to point out that out to you, and so you have to look for new repertoire. You have to sort of reinvent yourself, as it were, and so I have things like Donizetti's Don Pasquale. I have that coming up that I'm going to do in a couple of years, and there are still parts in my repertoire that I've done for all my career that I'm still able to do. I think I'll know when I can no longer do performances to the level that I want to do them. So I'm pretty sure I'll know when that time comes, but I don't think it's come yet.
You've made such a specialty, if I may, about portraying evil characters. Mm-hmm. Has it given you any insight into the nature of evil?
Well, I don't know. I think I enjoy them so much because they're so much, I mean, I like to think that they're so much opposite from my real character, of the way I am as a person, I think. So they're much more challenging to perform and much more rewarding than, you know, the... I wouldn't want to be a tenor for anything in the world. You know? Oh, sure, they always get the girl, but, you know.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite villain?
A favorite villain? I don't know. I've done so many villains that I love. I suppose if I was really forced to pick a favorite, it would probably be Mephistopheles in Gounod's Faust. So he's not a real dark, devilish part. He's more of a, he has fun, more of a bon vivant. He's more the devil in disguise than anything. And that's what I love about his character. I mean, he turns a little nasty on occasion, but by and large, he has a lot of fun.
Mr. Ramey, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Samuel Ramey in our studios. Nossa gloire deles voar, no posso abjecta s'il posso ver. Il contemporan s'étrange à ce qu'est le genre humain, se riant la terre en main, dans le sang et dans la fange, oubliez l'ardent métal, oubliez l'ardent métal. Et c'est encore mille abords, Con mille a ball, con mille a ball, con mille a ball, con mille a ball. Bravo, bravo. And our particular thanks to NPR's Michael Schweppe for the recording of the Washington National Opera's performance of Duke Bluebeard's Castle and Johnny Skeeky. This is Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon.